Let's read some eternal word. God's word is eternal. Deuteronomy 31, 16 through 18. And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whither they go to be among them, and will forsake me, and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day. I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, Are not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they shall have wrought, in that they have turned to other gods. Yeah, that verse is talking about Israel, but that is America today. America has turned to false gods, other gods. America's God is entertainment. America's God is Satan, who is the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. When you read the Holy Scriptures and you read about Israel, you find out it has a lot to do with God's heart, His character, and His nature. America is not Israel. But when you turn from God and you forsake His ways like Israel did, judgment and wrath is coming. When you live for the culture and the world, judgment and wrath is coming. If you're of the world, you can't claim Jesus Christ. Loving our neighbor, calling you out of this culture, repent, lose your life, find it in Jesus Christ. There's only one way. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.